Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local professor has toured wetlands in all of Iowa's 99 counties. Let's go in-depth with Paul Wyhee, professor of biology at Central College.
Well, congratulations, Paul. You've completed the 99-county wetland tour.
Thanks so much. I'm really excited.
When you first got started, you had, I think, a few counties under your belt. We spoke. And how long ago was that?
So that was about 3 years ago now. Yeah, it was spring of 2017 I started, and so now it's been 3 years and 3 months or so. Yeah.
And 99 counties, and that wasn't easy, and you didn't do it all in one long tour. You did it over 3 years.
Right, and it's been sort of a strange path because, you know, when you think about the numbers, if I did, you know, every Wetlands Wednesday, so one county a week, for 99 counties, that would be about 2 years. And it's taken me over 3 years, but partly that was because I was out of the country for half a semester and, you know, my day job has kept me busy. But partly it's because every once in a while I would also talk about something else related to the topic. And it's been great to be able to take my time with this and really enjoy it. And I really have. It's been a great time.
Well, now politicians talk about doing the full Grassley, touring all of Iowa's 99 counties, and that's politicians. So now we have biologists and scientists needing to do the full Paul Wyhee.
I figured if I was going to embrace public outreach and public education and be part of a conversation, I had to have some way to do this, some sort of a framework, a gimmick, if you like. And so I just totally stole that from the politicians. And I think it's worked pretty well for me.
I like the full Wyhee.
Thanks.
Why do wetlands matter?
So one of the taglines that I use in the blog is wetlands at your service. And so I want to hammer over and over again the idea that wetlands perform truly important, valuable functions that are helping to serve us. Wetlands are doing things that are important, like cleaning the water, ameliorating flooding, providing recreation. They do those things 24/7 for us, and it's a way to highlight that and to show some of those valuable benefits that wetlands are doing.
And you mentioned your blog, so let's just get that URL out there, if you would. I bet if we just search Wyhee, your name, and Wetlands Central College, will find it.
Yes, or 99 Wetlands with no space. It's just 99 Wetlands.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about wetlands with Paul Wyhee, professor of biology at Central College.
And so have you somehow incorporated this into your coursework? Are students profiting from this as well?
Yeah, and in fact, if you look at the blog, you'll find that there are several entries where I've taken my class out and I've involved them in the activity and even involved them in the blogging aspect, the public outreach aspect of it. I've also used it for assignments. I've asked students to suggest from their home county or suggest a topic to blog about, and I've incorporated some of those in the blog over this time, so it's been a lot of fun. And it's also been really useful for me to think about different ways to approach teaching science. And I'm sort of a natural storyteller. I just love to make those connections, and it's really helped me to sharpen those skills. If I'm going to explain a highly technical concept, or if I'm going to go someplace that people don't normally go, I need to have a way of explaining that and connecting it and helping us to understand it. And working with students in my classes, and it's really helped me in that way as well. And in fact, another benefit in my classes is that this coming semester, I'm actually teaching a class specifically about Iowa. The whole class is just about the state. And so now I can say that I've been to all 99 counties, and I can reference some of the things that I've seen as I've been out and about. So that's fun, too.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have a favorite wetland?
I do. So way up in northwest Iowa, in the Okoboji Great Lakes area, Dickinson County, there's Silver Lake Fen, and it's a so-called quaking wetland, which means that basically it's this floating mat of vegetation, this layer of peat in water. And as you step out onto it, the whole thing moves kind of like one of those inflatable rides, you know, it bounces underneath you. And I always have fun with it. I take the unsuspecting students out and I tell them to walk carefully now, it's unsteady. And then, you know, I ask them to be quiet and to just sort of be in the moment. And then I jump real high. And then when I come down, the whole thing bobbles and everybody is thrown off balance. And I have a good time with that. So it's got that really neat feel to it. But in particular, it's got this slope, and so it comes, wraps around from a high spot and then down into the Silver Lake itself, and it's got these series of pools, and every one is different colors, different smells, different plants and animals in it. It's this terrace, this little staircase with these little pools in it, and each one is its own little world. It's just a great place.
I mean, how does that happen, the stairway effect? What, I mean, what's the processes behind that?
So there's a high spot kind of near the parking area for the site, and you walk out onto this, and it's artesian. So there's actually water coming up from the ground, and that water has all of these minerals and these, you know, interesting chemistry that then causes the system to have both the buildup of undecomposed material, the peat, and it also causes these really interesting patterns of colors of mineral deposits and the various organisms that live in it. And that, I'm not a geologist, but I've read some studies where, for example, they'll put a pipe into this peat mat, and they'll put a pipe, and the pipe will be above your head, sticking out of the peat mat, and water is coming out the top of that pipe like a little fountain and coming out. So there's this head pressure. The water underneath our feet is actually pushing up. And so it comes to this peat mat, and then it slowly oozes down this hillside and runs towards the lake.
Okay. Wow. It makes me want to get in my truck and go.
And so read the blog. If you can't explore Iowa like I have, look at the blog and come along with me on the journey. And maybe you'll go to one nearby. One of my favorite ones actually is not far from Pella. And so many of your listeners might be able to head on down near Eddyville. There's a beautiful wetland complex there, and also a number of sand dunes right nearby. And I love the juxtaposition of cacti and all of these semi-desert plants growing on this this big sandy hillside, and then this wetland just a few steps away. And it's a beautiful system, great walkway, and there are these interpretive signs so you can learn about what you're seeing. It's a great site, and it's just outside of Eddyville, so that's pretty close by.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about wetlands with Paul Wyhee, professor of biology at Central College.
And the last one that you went to, I understand, was here on Central's campus, so a Marion County one.
Right. Yeah, so I guess that's the story behind the whole thing, is kind of a homecoming. I thought it would be fun for the very last county, basically, to come back to Marion County, where I live and where I've lived all these years now. And also it's great because it ties into kind of what my career is about, which is working with students. And we're going to do science, and I hope that, you know, maybe some scientific journal article will reference this. But really it's about having the students come out, put on their boots, put on their gloves, and encounter nature and get muddy and have fun and learn.
We have a lot of listeners in Warren County, a station in Indianola. Where did you go in Warren County?
So in Warren County, I visited Blue Flag Marsh, and that was a site that I found coming back to life, if you like, after a long drought. So we had had a droughty period, and when you look at the photos of the site, you'll see all of this cracked mud, deeply dried bottom of the wetland, which had then reflooded, and all of this life coming back and swimming around, and the plants greened up again, coming back from that dry period. So it's an entry about resilience, I guess.
Well, and it's pretty amazing when you do have wet spots dry up, how quickly the life can come back. And it's not just plant life, it's animal life too.
Right. And it's fun to see connections, and the connections can be in the ground, it can be above the ground, or it can be coming from the sky. It's so much fun because some of these wetlands, you can actually see how this wetland, which seems isolated from the rest of the world, if you look closely, you can actually see the connection to some other water source. But even just walking around a wetland and watching the birds and the dragonflies, or all of these things flying around us all the time. And if you're driving around, you'll probably see them crossing the roadway in front of you. They're moving back and forth between these. And it's part of a landscape. They're all connected.
I know you knew a lot about wetlands before you went on this trip, but what's the most important thing that you learned that maybe you didn't know before or didn't fully appreciate?
You know, what really struck me is just how adaptable these systems are, and how flexible and how they respond to changes. And I knew that in an intellectual level, but in particular, if I'm driving past a wetland repeatedly over time, and I see it everywhere from bone dry and looks like a temporary desert, all the way to having water over my head, and I can think of wetlands that are like that, and they just take it all, and they're doing important things, and they have life in them, even if it doesn't seem that way. The old tagline about life finds a way. It really is true, and wetlands are a great place to see this because it can be so dramatically different from one week to the next, from one year to the next.
Was there a wetland that was, I don't want to say your least favorite wetland, but maybe one that's sort of a tragic, sad wetland, anything like that?
You know, there have been a number of wetlands that I've visited. I won't shout out any particular ones, but you can see how human beings have had profound impacts, probably for really good reasons, most likely because we had a zeal for trying to farm every inch of Iowa that we could. And I get it. Okay, I get it. But you'll see a wetland, and there'll be a bright line, sometimes a barbed wire fence, between the wetland and the farm field next door. And the farm field might have, you know, a big muddy spot where the corn just won't grow. And of course, you know that wants to be, if I can say that, wants to be a wetland as well. And that's really hard, because I think with a little bit of care, we could see those spots coming back and providing all those services that I've been talking about. They could be beautiful.
What's next? Is there a book, a summary article? What do you have in mind?
I would love to hear people's ideas for that. I know that I wanted to continue working on the idea of public outreach. At the very least, I'll occasionally add to the blog essays, my further adventures, share my own scientific research, share the work of my students. So there'll be that. I've thought about a book, but at the very least, I want to be able to be part of a conversation and help tell that story. So it'll be part of my classes. It'll be part of talks that I give. I occasionally give a talk to a civic organization or some other public venue. But I really would love to hear people's ideas. What appealed to you the most? What's the part of the conversation? What's something that I missed? And maybe your readers can visit the blog and leave me a comment.
So you're just going to kick up your heels now, sit at your desk and relax? Or
part of the hard part about this is that the storytelling and the science is the easy part. The harder part is engaging with the broader question about science and society, or about how we treat the natural world. And it feels difficult lately to have good conversations, honest conversations about these topics. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We've got, you know, the incredible recession, all these things going on. And yet, I'm here to tell you that climate change is still a thing. It hasn't stopped. That, you know, we have serious water quality issues in Iowa, and they're not just going to go away. And so we need to attend to these other things as well. I don't want to try to take away from any of those other important things that are impacting our lives and, you know, the timely things going on. But I want us to also have these conversations about these other topics.
Thanks to Paul Wyhe for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.